For a time, it looked like backers had the 50 votes they needed to pass the universal background check measure if they agreed to send it to voters for final approval. But that referendum clause ultimately cost the bill more supporters than it won over. Prime sponsor Jamie Peterson says some members of his Democratic caucus were worried about the timing of a public vote on background checks.
Some of them very firmly believe that a referendum in 2013, being an off year and a low turnout year, was not the time to take the risk.
Peterson wanted to close what he perceives as a loophole in Washington law. Currently, licensed gun dealers must conduct background checks, but they are not required for person-to-person firearm sales at gun shows or elsewhere. Brian Judy is a lobbyist for the NRA. He says his members let legislators know in no uncertain terms that they feel background checks would have been a burden on law-abiding gun owners.
Did the NRA kill it, or did tens of thousands of Washington citizens who feel very passionately about their firearms rights kill it? You know, it's one and the same.
Washington House Democrats note they did pass other measures aimed at reducing gun violence, including a requirement that people with restraining orders against them surrender their guns. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.